Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GeyersInc.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. After a week of absence here on Scores Broadcast, we're back bringing you live Shelby County League basketball. Tonight from Fairlawn should be a very good game. It's a crucial contest. The Fairlawn Jets host the Fort Loramie Redskins. Each club was stung 1 week ago in the Shelby County League. Fairlawn lost a heartbreaker to Jackson Center. Fort Loramie lost a heartbreaker to Botkins. Each team has now lost two, Chuck, in the Shelby County League. And the loser tonight absorbs setback number three in league play. This early in January, three losses would make it mighty tough to contend for the title in February.
Well, you're going to be chasing Anna and you're going to be chasing Jackson Center.
Yep.
You're not guaranteed that either one of those teams are going to lose three. You know, they might lose two. So, yeah, you don't want that third loss this point in the season.
Free throws and how you finish games in the Shelby County League this year, night in, night out. Almost every contest will be decided in the fourth quarter by how well you shoot the ball down the stretch, how well you handle the ball down the stretch, and second half free throw shooting. Botkins and Fairlawn last week, miserable shooting fouls in the second half, thus losses.
And got beat, right? Exactly. I mean, this is no offense to Houston, but except for Houston, there is no gimmies in this league.
Nope.
You better be prepared to play, and especially if you're in their gym, you better be prepared to play basketball.
Fairlawn Jets at home, the two Pipers, mighty tough. Ashton has poured in 30 in a game already this year against West Liberty Salem. How in the world will Fort Loramie attempt to slow him down?
Well, they need to, and you just never know which one of the Pipers is going to go off, and God help you if both of them go off in the same night. They're unbeatable. But, you know, Loramie prides themselves on their defense. They pride themselves on their toughness. And there's not going to be anything easy for either one of the Pipers tonight. They're going to earn everything that they get.
Each team will shoot 15 to 20 threes. Probably the club with the better percentage from behind the arc will win this game unless they just bomb out at the charity stripe. Grant Albers, he has been a key for Fort Loramie. Might be the best big man in the Shelby County League in the post, although Jacob Plyman slowed him down last Friday night.
Well, you got Plyman and you got Reichert. There are some big kids, but you're right. I think he's just doing an outstanding job. He is getting better and better, and he's only a junior.
Shelby County League standings have Jackson Center at the top, 5-1 mark, and a 2-1. 2-1 for the Rockets. Fort Loramie, Botkins, 3-2 each. Fairlawn, 2-2. Entering play tonight, Rushi, 2-3. Houston, 0-6. This a very critical contest at the Fairlawn Gym. Coming up in just 1 minute, we are going to chat with Chris North, Executive Director of the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We'll also have our starting lineups following that. We'll highlight our sponsors. We'll return in a moment. We're about 10 minutes away from the opening tip tonight between Fairlawn and Fort Loramie. Shelby County League play from the Fairlawn Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thanks so much to Fort Loramie Games sponsors tonight. They're on with us for every Fort Loramie contest. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Those three Fort Loramie businesses on with us during Fort Loramie webcasts only. An additional sponsor, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. And I'm really pleased to be joined by Chris before the start of tonight's game between Fairlawn and Fort Loramie. Chris, a little bit about your background here at Fairlawn High School specifically. You have coached girls basketball. You currently coach cross country.
Yeah, so I've coached cross country, head coach for cross country for the past 6 years. The previous 2 years I coached junior high girls basketball. My kids go here. I got a junior, Devin, who's 17, and an eighth grader, Avery, and she'll be 14 next month.
So wow.
We've been going here. My wife's a 2000 graduate, Amanda Supinger.
Thank you so much for that introduction.
No problem.
Most everyone in Shelby County knows who Chris North is.
I hope that's a good thing.
Now everybody for sure does. Hey, your interesting background in preparation for your position as Executive Director of the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission.
So I spent 4 years in the United States Navy, 2001 to 2004, stationed on the USS Ronald Reagan,
right.
Mostly out of Norfolk and a little bit out of San Diego, California.
Uh-huh.
Started the job at Veterans Services in 2010 as an administrative assistant, and worked my way up to Veterans Service Officer, and our longtime Executive Director Ed Ball retired in 2018, and I got the privilege of taking over. So,
and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, for those who don't know, is at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It's an amazing organization, ready, willing, and able to help any Shelby County veteran, family member, or dependent of a veteran with almost any need or inquiry. Explain what you do.
So we 100% support 100% of every veteran in Shelby County that we can.
Yes.
Whether it has to do with food, rent, whether it has to do with disability benefits that they got injured in service, we help them file those claims with the VA, education, home loans, health care. In October, we just opened a food pantry right down in the office. Since then, the community has donated 98% of what we have in stock, and we've been able to serve 178 people since October out of our food pantry. So that was our big thing for 2019 was opening our food pantry and servicing our vets that way.
For veterans, or as I mentioned, family members or dependents of vets who need to know about the benefits they are eligible for, what should they do?
Well, they could visit our website at www.shelbycountyveterans.org. They could visit our Facebook page at Shelby County Veterans, and they could either stop in Monday through Friday between 8 and 4, and they can always call us at 937-498-7282, and we'll be glad to answer any questions they have and show them that we are there for them.
Oh, Chris, thank you so much. Chris North, Executive Director, Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, one of our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Should be a really good game here tonight.
Should be a great game, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much to Chris.
Thank you.
Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, one of our fine underwriting sponsors. Tom and Jerry's well known throughout the region. You can count on Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's, and as well qualified techs, fully insured and licensed, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism, family owned and building a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through the company website at TomJerry's.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. That's 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Chuck, one of the games you missed while vacationing in Florida was the highly successful Hoops for a Cure contest hosted by Fort Loramie High School when the Redskins entertained the Anna Rockets. What a great cause. Extremely successful event. Huge crowd turned out that night. I bet there were 18 or 1,900 people in the Fort Loramie gym on that evening. Redskins responded, played extremely well, beat Anna by 14. That was before the Anna Rockets decided to put on their basketball legs instead of their football ones.
Yeah, they picked the cleats off.
We've had the opportunity in the last couple weeks to chat with Dan Holland, superintendent of schools at Fort Loramie. He spotlighted numerous student athletes at Fort Loramie for their successes, also student athletes for their academic prowess. And Dan, so proud of the Hoops for a Cure event that was extremely successful, as I noted. Plus, he mentioned at the outset of the interview three young lady athletes who have had recent college signings.
Three young ladies, both in three different sports. Madison Lessing signed a letter of intent to go to UNOH in golf. Kennedy Gephardt, an outstanding athlete, signed at BGSU for track. And Andrea Rotifer is going to Trine, and she will be competing in the pole vault. Between all our fall sports, we had over 20 All-Ohio student athletes. And also Max Hoyne was Player of the Year in Division VII in defense for football. So we've got kids that are excelling on the court, on the field, and also in the classroom with the academic All-Ohio's as well.
Hey, highlight the FFA students, ninth in the nation in their endeavors.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Justin Putoff, Blake Holthouse, Austin Bullheimer, and James Keller competed in the national event for ATMS and got ninth place. And I went and watched them practice, and it was really impressive to see how they troubleshoot and just really problem solve, skills that'll help them later in life. But what an outstanding placement for our school and those kids.
Hey, how about the high school band performing at Disney?
Yeah, I was never very musically inclined, but I wasn't able to go, but we had plenty of videos sent back and the kids had a lot of fun. And Kyle Kanapke, our band director, has done a lot to improve his program and get buy-in from the kids. And it's trips like these that I think help keep his numbers up, keep kids interested. And we got a lot of positive reports about how our kids behaved and the fun that they had there. So what a great experience for those kids.
Dan Holland, superintendent of schools, Fort Loramie, thanks so much. We'll see you again in the office on the basketball floor when Fort Loramie plays and on the basketball floor when Fort Loramie's not playing and you're officiating.
Well, I appreciate that, and I just want to make sure I let everybody know how much we appreciate what you guys do for all the kids, the exposure you give them, the time that you spend to go and make sure that folks that can't make it to the games can listen to the play-by-play, and I just want to thank you for all you do for our student athletes.
Dan Holland, superintendent of schools at Fort Loramie, spotlighting students at FLHS who have excelled both athletically and academically. Thanks, Dan, very much. And we appreciate the fact that every time we visit Fort Loramie, Chuck, the red carpet gets rolled out for
them. Absolutely. I mean, everybody in the league really treats us well, but
sure do.
Fort Loramie's a special, special place.
Hey, how about Fairlawn High School grad Nate Lessing, Shelby County's all-time leading scorer. He had a huge game recently for Northwestern Ohio in Lima, a career high for him against Rio Grande in men's basketball action. He pumped in 35 points, 14 of 22 from the field, and pulled down 8 rebounds. Boy, he was a delight to watch in high school.
From the time he was a freshman through his senior year, the kid was a class act and one heck of a basketball player.
Sure was. Well, we'll have our starting lineups in just a moment before tonight's big Shelby County League boys clash between Fairlawn and Fort Loramie, homestanding Jets against the Redskins. We'll return in a moment. High school basketball action just around the corner on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South Savannah, Route 25A, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Thank you, Local Equipment. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. New underwriting sponsors, Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants, and Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, from whom you just heard moments ago. Oh, it's getting loud. It's getting loud here at Fairlawn tonight. The Jets being introduced. Jackson Jones, 6'3 junior at a wing. He scored 12 points recently versus Riverside. Drew Matty, 5'10 junior out at the point. Isaac Ambus at a forward spot, a 6'3 senior. He scored 10 against Riverside recently. And Skyler Piper and Ashton Piper, the twin towers, no pun intended, the twin towers.
Yeah.
Boy, they are mighty good. Ashton Piper, 6'3 and a junior. And Skyler, 6'3 and a junior. Ashton Piper with 24 versus Houston. He had 30 against West Liberty Salem. He pumped in 5 threes in that game against Rushi in a big 20-point win here by Fairlawn over the Raiders. Ashton and Skyler dropped in 22 each.
I'll tell you what, they've been starting since freshmen, and they have grown into real athletes here in their junior year.
Yep, they're experienced juniors. They have logged a ton of minutes. Fort Laramie Redskins, Nick Brandewey, Caleb Meyer, Grant Albers, Nate Meyer, and Nolan Burning. And it's Nolan who tracks down the tip to start the game. Nick Brandewey coming off 13 versus Botkins. Nolan had 11 against Botkins. Caleb Meyer, 14 against Anna. Grant Albers, 15 against Anna. As we mentioned earlier tonight, Fort Laramie owns a 14-point win over Anna at the Redskins gym on Hoops for a Cure night. Here's Fort Laramie in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Brandewey left open behind the foul line. After numerous passes, he misses a 16-footer, and the rebound comes down to the Jets. Roaming down the floor quickly into the left corner goes Ashton Piper. He bullies his way into the lane. A shovel shot. He's bailed out by a Fort Laramie defender who might have raked a hand across the arm in the active shooting.
That's not a call you get real often.
No.
He may have gotten hit, but you don't get that call very often.
Ashton was way off balance, not the play he wanted to have happen. But Fort Laramie touched him. He's got two free throws, and he misses the first.
Well, he was off balance. I mean, anytime you see somebody shoot a free throw and fall forward into the lane, you weren't set.
It was awkward as can be. These two clubs need to shoot fouls better. Free throw, no good. Two misses to start the game for Ashton Piper for Fairlawn, which made 7 of 17 in the four-point loss to Jackson Center last Friday, a game that Fairlawn led by 3 with a minute to go.
You don't have to go very far to find the reason you lost that, do you?
That's right. Here's Caleb Meyer barreling down the lane for Fort Laramie. Defender gets there late for Fairlawn, and it's a foul, not shooting. Baseline out of bounds, Fort Laramie. No score. We played a minute. And the Fort Laramie Redskins were in dire straits at the free throw line versus Botkins. Both Fort Laramie on the road, Fairlawn here at home, would have won last week comfortably on Friday night had they made two-thirds
nice
of their foul shots. Oh, what a play by Fort Laramie. Good-looking pass. Entry on the inside. The finish by Nate Meyer.
And the pass was by Brandewey, and it was a great pass.
I tell you what, Nick is so adept at fine assists. Here's a long three ball by Fairlawn. Good. Jackson Jones, he can light him up. 6 foot, 3 inch wing player, just a junior. As I mentioned, he had a dozen recently against Riverside. 3-2 in favor of Fairlawn. And Fort Laramie, 1, 2, 3 passes into the forecourt, and out of bounds, it sails. Fairlawn Jets in the home white, blue numbers, blue Fairlawn across the chest. Ashton Piper to midcourt for the Jets, dribbles between his legs. Chuck, this very well could be a precursor to a sectional final at Piqua.
Yeah, absolutely. We've talked about that. Piqua's sectional, there's a chance to have 4 really good teams and 2 great games on that Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, who knows? We might have Jackson Center against Botkins or Fairlawn, Fort Laramie against Botkins or Fairlawn, yep. And the other sectional.
And they get a break because Anna's Division III.
Right, there you go. 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter of play. 3-2 Fairlawn. Fairlawn just had the ball knocked out of bounds in the right corner. Outside the arc, high right, Ashton Piper. Let's check and see what Fort Laramie is trying to do to the Pipers. It looks like it's a man with a lot of help against both Ashton and Skyler. High left, it's Isaac Embus with the ball to the foul line. On a weave to Skyler. Skyler steps back behind the arc, chucks up a 3, falls to the floor, sells the foul. Shot goes in and out, and he'll get 3 from the stripe. And head coach Corey Britton of Fort Laramie did not like the call.
Not a fan of the call there. He's thinking they must be SEC referees.
Now, Corey's in his 6th year as the mentor of the Fort Laramie program. Previously girls basketball coach at Riverside. He taught at Swanton High School. Formerly a couple-year head coach of boys at Reidsville Eastern. A graduate of Hopewell Loudoun High School. A couple of degrees for Corey from the University of Findlay. Well, 2 free throws of the 3 have been taken here for the Fairlawn Jets. Skyler Piper, he's 1 of 2 at the stripe.
Yeah, they're 1 of 4 so far as a team.
That one is up and in. So it's a 5-2 advantage for Fairlawn. 2.5 minutes played, opening quarter. And, of course, Brad Francis, your number one head man here at Fairlawn. We'll run down Brad's bio for you momentarily. Here is Grant Albers, top of the circle. Left side pass to a teammate. Here's a long three ball. It is rimming in and out. Oh, a tough break for Caleb Meyer. That ball went below the rim, Chuck, and hit the netting, I think.
Yeah, it rolled around. It was pretty deep.
Oh, ball knocked out of bounds, though, by Fairlawn. Fort Loramie inbounds. Below the rim to Brandewey. Big trees under there. He muscles it up and in for two.
Yeah, he's too strong to stop. If you let him get the ball down there, you're in trouble.
5-4 in favor of Fairlawn by one. Quickly up the floor come the Jets. Driving through the teeth of the Fort Loramie defense is Ashton Piper. Bad shot. It is wide right. Barely caught rim. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Nolan Burning into Albers. Ball zipped into the left corner. Nate Meyer guns a three. It hits the rim backboard. No. Rebounding foul over the back. Fort Loramie.
That's going to be on Caleb Meyer, and that's his second.
Brad Francis is a former 18-year assistant to Paul Bremigen at Rushi.
You can learn a little something if you do spend that much time with Paul.
I would say so. Two-year assistant at Lehman Catholic for Brad, a year at St. Henry most recently, the last 2 years, a year at Houston, a year at New Bremen as head coach. Up after the rebounding foul against Fort Loramie, Fairlawn's got the ball top of the circle. It goes to Drew Matty. Matty being checked by Devin Ratterman in now, 5'10 junior for Fort Loramie. Nate Meyer is guarding Ambus in the left corner. Ball thrown, foul line extended right to Skylar Piper. Skylar twisting, turning down the lane. Threw it right side of the floor near the out-of-bounds line to Ashton Piper. And he tried a fadeaway three and was decked to the hardwood. And already twice in this game, Fort Loramie's been called for fouls on three-point shots.
I think both of them were correct, though. You mean, yep. You got to go straight up on that. You can't go at him.
Straight up or maybe some interference from the side.
Suicide. I mean, just, yeah. You want him to see your hand, but you can't go at him. You're going to get the call.
Right.
And that's a second foul on Albers, too, so he also has two.
Oh, that's a low blow for Fort Loramie. The free throw, however, is in and out for Ashton Piper. Ashton fell backwards.
He doesn't look comfortable up there at all.
No. A little more straight up on that shot. Yep. Whoosh. 6-4, Fairlawn. Yep, he was bothered. There was clearly contact on the three-point shot. He wound up out of bounds near the first row bleachers across the way. Pretty good crowd here at Fairlawn tonight. I bet it's about 85% full.
Yeah, it turned out it was kind of sparse early, but it's filled up.
Yes. Up two of three free throws made by Ashton Piper. Fairlawn's been busy at the stripe in the first 4 minutes.
They've shot eight of them, made four.
Wow. 7-4 in favor of Fairlawn. Fort Loramie with the ball, forecourt left side. It's Devin Ratterman. Redskins yet to get to the stripe in this game. Fairlawn already with an 8-0 advantage in free throws taken. Here's a cross-court skip pass to Devin Ratterman. His line drive three, short. Rebounding foul, Fort Loramie again, and that's six.
16 fouls. They're going to get in trouble.
Ouch.
If Fairlawn can make the free throws when they start shooting them.
Right. 3:41 left, opening period. Fairlawn walks it to midcourt. It's Drew Matty. 35 feet away to Ashton Piper. Guarding Ashton is Brandewey. Popping out to catch is Drew Matty. Dribbles against Devin Ratterman in the lane. Spins. Gets out of the lane in time. Hands it off to Isaac Ambus, who goes baseline. Below the backboard. No more room. Turnover, Fairlawn. That's pretty good defense.
It was. Put a foot on the baseline and force him to go around you.
3 minutes, 18 seconds to go in a very low-scoring first quarter. Fort Loramie had a 7-point opening quarter against Anna and then rolled. And with 3 minutes to go in that game, Fort Loramie had 55. They scored 48 in a little better than 2.5 periods against Anna and won that game going away. Here's a good baseline drive by Nate Meyer. He makes it, and he's fouled. What a play by Nate Meyer.
Yeah, good take down the baseline.
7-6. Fairlawn by one. Nate Meyer can tie it up. 2:58 left in the first. Nate, a 6-foot junior, eyes the basket and pumps it home. Tied up at 7. Midcourt on the bounce. It is Drew Matty, who wears number 5. Bounce pass, high post, Ashton Piper. Baseline to a teammate. Here's a runner. It is good. Ashton gave it up, got it back, and knocked it down.
Yeah, he did a nice, good footwork that time.
Somehow, some way, you've got to stay between Ashton Piper and the basket. If he gets an angle on you, he'll kiss it in off the board, as he did right then. 9-7 Fairlawn. Randall, we top of the circle, 4-4 Gorman. Outside the arc on the right to Nate Meyer. Penetrates the lane, hits a cutter down the lane. It's Burning who dropped it, retrieved it. Fort Loramie still got it. They reset. 2:15 to go in the first. 9-7 Fairlawn. In the ballgame now for Fort Loramie is Big Evan Holscher, a 6'3 senior. 30 feet away, it's Burning. Right wing, Radiman. Good defense by Fairlawn. Jets crowd making noise. Under 2 to go, first quarter. Here's Radiman, top of the circle, stumbles, falls down. No walk. It's a trip on the Jets.
That, if he doesn't fall, they don't call that. But since they were going to have a turnover, they had no choice but to call the foul.
Right. Good decision by the referee.
9 fouls now here in the first quarter by both teams. It's kind of a hack fest.
Yeah, Fairlawn is in the 1-1 for the final 10 minutes of the first half. And lo and behold, Chuck, as you talk about fouls, we've got a personal in Fairlawn before the ball is thrown in.
Yeah, it was on Ambos. That's his second.
Minute 57 to go here in the first period of play. Fort Loramie with the ball below the basket to the right. Nolan Burning triggers. Baseline left at Aintmeyer. Wants to shoot it, can't. Good defense by Ashton Piper. To Burning, 30 feet away. Spin move against Matty. Cross court, skip pass. Here's your shot, pumped up. Deep left corner, 3. Missed on the play. Wouldn't go down for Caleb Bauer, who's in, a 6-foot freshman. And then Fairlawn runs the floor and gets a driving layup. Oh, what a play by Dominic Davis in off the bench for the Fairlawn Jets. He made a mad dash down the floor and hit a driving layup. Here's a long 3 by Burning, straight on. Fort Loramie short. Rebound Ashton Piper. Oh, look at the Jets run the floor. Here's a baseline 10-footer by Garrett Keener. Not good. Rebounding foul, Fort Loramie. And the personals continue to pile up. 11-7 Fairlawn. In the act of shooting was Dominic Davis on that last shot attempt. He's at the stripe, coming off a beautiful fast break made layup. His foul shot is a pretty one, too. 5-point lead, Fairlawn.
This will be 10 free throws in the first quarter for Fairlawn.
Well, that is an inordinately high number. Very unusual. Second shot, but Davis is missed. First one was good. Whistle, lane violation, Fort Loramie.
When he blew the whistle, Davis was over the free throw line when he shot the ball. I don't know. I thought they were calling it the other way.
Yep, Dominic gets free throw number 2 again. Swish, he's got it. 13-7. Fairlawn in the lead by 6. Fairlawn has scored 82 against Houston, 76 against Ferrucci, 82 against Brantford. It's a club that can be very offensive-minded. Here's Brando. He's steering his way down the lane. Flips a deep right corner. Devin Ratterman. Bingo! A 3-pointer. 13-10. Fairlawn by 3. Driving Ashton Piper into the paint area. Forced it. Missed it. Rebound knocked out by Fairlawn.
A little out of control.
Yep. 49 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Fairlawn's biggest lead was 6, 13-7. It's now a 3-point contest. Brandon, he's got the ball. On a weave, Nate Meyer. Meyer drops it off right corner, Devin Radiman. Out high between the circles, it's Matty O'Nolan Burning, who eludes him into the lane. Good on an 8-footer. Quickly the other way, Fairlawn. Shake and bake move, and a travel violation. Jackson Jones got in a hurry. 13-12, Fort Laramie within one. 23.6 to go here in the first quarter. One of our new underwriting sponsors, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. Go to VoteJordanSheriff.com. That's VoteJordanSheriff.com. 19 seconds to go, first quarter, one-point lead for Fairlawn. Burning 35 feet away for the Redskins. Picked up by Skyler Piper. Out of Devin, left corner. Shakes his man, who holds him. And that is foul 12 on these two teams in the opening 8 minutes.
That's the second foul on Davis.
Dominic Davis has two for the Jets. 10 seconds to go, opening stanza.
Well, you talked about the way that, you know, teams finish the games. Most teams are going to finish the games with subs.
Yes. Here's a long three by Burning. 5 seconds left, first quarter. He missed everything out of bounds. Nolan can make that shot.
I was going to say, for most people, I would have said that was too soon.
Yeah.
Nolan will make that shot probably about 40% of the time.
3 seconds left, first quarter. Fairlawn's got the ball 84 feet for the basket. We've got six players lined up in backcourt. Here's Dominic Davis. Here is a heave over the center line. It's caught by Skyler Piper, jumping, shooting, 25-footer. It will count if it goes. No, it's off to the right. Into the first, 13-12 Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com.
And thank you so much, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. How about the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney? GoffneyFurniture.com. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. And Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Some of our very fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here is Fairlawn starting the second quarter with possession. And we've got some messy action out on the court. Loose ball. And a Fairlawn Jets player out of control runs over a Redskin.
Yeah, he didn't even have the ball. He ran over him without the ball.
And that foul went against Jackson Jones.
Jackson Jones, that is his first.
Yep, 15 seconds into quarter number two, Fort Loramie down 13-12. Fairlawn's not scored in about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Once had a 13-7 lead fairly late in the first. Fort Loramie now a chance to go on top. Here's Grandaway. He bullies his way into the lane. I thought he traveled or might have been fouled before he ran into a Fairlawn player. And lo and behold, it's called a charge, and that's a mistaken call.
Absolutely terrible call. I'll give you a travel, yeah, but it's not an offensive foul.
Nope, that one got missed. Here is Fairlawn attacking. The ball thrown to Jackson Jones. He's in the middle of the court, high post. He grabbed the ball from a teammate and then threw it out of bounds. And it is sloppy right now. 7:24 to go. Second quarter, 13-12 lead for the Fairlawn Jets. Fort Loramie walking it up over the timeline. It's Burning. Burning veers left. On a weave to Nate Meyer. Devin Ratterman. Here is Nick Branaway. Branaway spins into the lane. Caleb Maurer on the floor. 6-foot freshman. Branaway head fake. Foul line. Might have walked. hit a cutter in the lane as Nate Meyer. He juggled, then threw it to a teammate on the arc right side of the floor. We've got a whistle, another foul.
We're going to go to the free throw line. Both teams into 1-on-1 now.
Wow. 8 fouls on Fairlawn, or I should say Fort Loramie. 7 on the Jets, who've tried to catch up with the Redskins in the last few minutes.
Well, that's what everybody paid their money to come in to see, a free throw shooting contest.
It is a freaky foul fest so far. Nate Meyer at the stripe, swish. We're tied at 13. And I tell you what, Chuck, my comments and our discussion in the pregame about the importance of free throw shooting, especially in these tight Shelby County League games, hey, it's not so much only fourth quarter. When you shoot this many in the first half, you've got to make a high percentage right now.
Fairlawn 6 of 10, Loramie 3 of 3.
And both foul shots good by Fort Loramie, and then Fairlawn turns it over quickly. Here's a 3-on-2 break. Nate Meyer to the rack. Got it, and a foul. Momentum, Fort Loramie, Fairlawn scoreless now for close to 4 minutes.
And Nate Meyer with his free throw would get him to 10.
Nate Meyer just got through making 2 foul shots. He scored another bucket, fouled in the act of shooting. Timeout called, Fairlawn early on second quarter. Redskins have reeled off 9 straight to lead by 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Reese Myring and Company CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. The in-between just south of Botkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, what you can imagine, we can create. A brand new underwriting sponsor we are so proud to have on board with us. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. At Pinnacle, we will do what it takes to keep you moving forward. More about Pinnacle at our next timeout break. Now, Nate Meyer failed to complete the 3-point play. His free throw circled the rim and came out. Fairlawn down 3, attacking. Here's a sloppy pass for the Jets. Picked off by Brandewey. There he goes. Up and in at the other end.
Fairlawn not handling the basketball well at all.
No, and that was a very bad live ball turnover. Here's Ashton Piper. He's got a little crease down the lane. Up and under, foul. Fort Loramie. Foul number 17 in the first half in this game.
That's on Brandewey, and that's his second.
And that hurts, because to tell you what, Nate Brandewey, once he did get those shoulder pads shed, he's a team leader, can be a scorer, an assist maker. He's strong enough to rebound well.
Yeah, when we saw him against New Bremen, he still looked like he was playing football.
Yeah.
Tonight, he's very smooth.
And he's got to sit down with 2 fouls, and Holscher is back on the floor for the Redskins. 6'3" senior Evan Holscher. Well, 1 of 2 free throws connected by Ashton Piper of Fairlawn, 18-14. Redskins, 1 point for Fairlawn in the last, better than 4.5 minutes of this game, close to 5.
Well, Loramie's been playing without Caleb Meyer. They've been playing without the big kid inside. Who am I thinking?
Albers,
yep. And now they're playing without Brandewey, all with 2 fouls.
Redskins, a pretty deep club. Head coach Corey Britton will play 10 or 11. Here's a sloppy pass outside the arc of the right to Caleb Maurer, picked off by Ashton Piper, and he blazes a trail down the floor, lays it in. Ashton Piper. Well, that was a heady steal by him. Live ball turnover. Fairlawn returns the favor against Fort Loramie. 18-16. Redskins by 2.
Well, you had the freshman looking exactly where he was going to pass it, and then he threw it there, and Piper said, thank you very much.
Here is Holscher in the post area. There's a flop by the Fairlawn Jets, Skyler Piper. Then the ball is assisted by Osher to Devin Ratterman, who drops in a long trifecta. Beautiful shot by Devin. That had a little more arch than usual.
Yeah.
21-16 in favor of Fort Laramie. Oh, here's a cut into the lane by Ashton Piper. Great feed on the play out high by Skyler Piper, and the ball is laid in by Ashton. The Piper twins in action right there. 21-18, Fort Laramie by three. Here's Devin Ratterman with the ball. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Out high to Nate Meyer. Right flank, Caleb Maurer. Maurer, the 6-foot frosh. High post Holscher now burning. Nolan's doubled 30 feet away. Starts a drive through the lane. Leaves it on the arc for the three-point shooter, Caleb Maurer, and he sinks it. Woo. Fort Laramie's got so many young men who can flip in the three ball. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. 6-point lead for Fort Laramie. Ball thrown out high to Drew Maddie. Dropped it, picked it up. Gave it on the play to Skyler. Skyler chucks up a line drive three, way short. Rebound burning, stolen from behind. Taken away by Isaac Ambus of Fairlawn. Isaac to the foul line. Ambus and Jackson need to score for Fairlawn. They've got to spread the wealth so there's not so much attention on Ashton and Skyler Piper. 3.5 to go, second quarter. 6-point lead for Laramie. That's the biggest for the Redskins. Ball thrown into the post to Skyler. Off balance, 10-footer, wide left. Oh, here's a great save by Davis below the basket. And he found Skyler for the easy two. Alert play, Dominic Davis. He saved the possession. 24-20. Fort Laramie by four. 3:07 left, first half. Burning off a screen. Behind the top of the key. Fires too hard off the back iron. And we got a rough and tumble play at midcourt. A couple of players, a black jersey, a white jersey, scrambling along the hardwood for the loose ball. And Fairlawn gets the raw end of the deal.
I think it was a good call, though, because Piper sliding along took his feet out, and he gained an advantage because of it.
It's Ashton's first, 1-1, Nate Meyer, Fort Laramie. And again, last week these two teams lost because they did not shoot fouls well at all. Fort Laramie lost at Botkins in double OT. And by 4 points, 43-39, Fairlawn dropped a heartbreaker here to Jackson Center after leading all the way down to the final minute and a half of that game or so. First free throw, Fort Laramie, good. Timeout called. Under three to go, first half. 5-point lead, Redskins on scores.broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Second of two free throws upcoming here for Nate Meyer. Now, this is one team, Chuck, Fort Laramie in the Shelby County League. Fouls, an abundance of them. Personals committed by their players may not hurt this team like so many others because of depth.
Well, they do have good depth, and they don't really lose a ton offensively. I think they do lose a little bit defensively.
Yeah, I agree. Second free throw, Nate Meyer on the way. Bullseye. 26-20, Fort Laramie by six. Three to go here in the first half. Dribbling head of the key, Drew Maddie for Fairlawn. Picked up by Devin Ratterman. Popping out to catch, it is Skyler. Deep left corner, Ashton Piper. Might have been out of his range. Shot it long. Loose ball rebound, Davis to Maddie. Into the corner. Straight away, Jackson Jones. Top of the arc. Bang off the back rim. Loose ball rebound knocked out by Fort Laramie. These long threes, Chuck, mean long rebounds.
That was a long one. That went all the way to the corner.
Yep. 2.5 to go, first half. Ball inbounded, left corner by the Jets. Oh, it goes in off the back of a Fort Laramie player, And then Ashton Piper takes it to the rim, misses, foul shot no good. Rebound Fairlawn, foul Fort Loramie. Wow. We're going to get 20-some fouls on these two teams before halftime. You get a big number of fouls oftentimes, Chuck, in the second half, especially when one team's trying to catch up. But in the first half, 19, we're at 19 total fouls.
And let me tell you how this goes a lot of times. They won't call anything in the second half. They'll go talk about this at halftime, and they won't call anything in the second half.
Dominic Davis goes one of two at the stripe. He's been a spark plug off the bench for Fairlawn. Rebound to Fort Loramie, which leads by five. 26-21 with 2:20 left here in the first half. Here's Nate Meyer, foul line extended left. Gives it up head of the key to Burning. Right side, Devin Radiman back to Burning. Picked up by Maddie. Far left flank. It goes on the play to Caleb Maurer. Maurer fakes left, goes right, dive into the lane. And the Jets player gets there late. And guess what?
A whistle.
Uh-huh. And it's double bonus time for Caleb Maurer, the freshman for Fort Loramie. I don't remember, Chuck, the last time I saw double bonus over 2 minutes to go. First half, double bonus, not one way, but both ways.
Right, yeah. Well, they've called it consistently.
Free throw, Caleb Maurer up and in. Fort Loramie doing a nice job at the stripe.
They're doing a nice job of protecting their players with two fouls, too.
And it's a six-point lead, 27-21, according to the scoreboard, in favor of Fort Loramie. Just outside of 2 minutes to go here in the first half. So many thanks to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner superb at Maury's. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Fort Loramie, after another made free throw, leads by seven. And here is Ashton Piper running down the floor for Fairlawn. He's got a little bit of a lane, goes below the foul stripe, and missed it too hard. Rebound Redskins.
Holzer did a nice job of holding his ground and not fouling him that time.
Sure did. And Fort Loramie's in command, up seven after being down by seven. Here's Nate Meyer, Dipsy due into the lane. On the arc to Burning, juggled. Boy, he had it ready to shoot, left it, and then passes to a teammate, Caleb Maurer. Head coach Corey Britton is warned by the official for being out of the coaching box. Redskins retain possession.
So the warning, because Coach Britton was out of the coach's box. We saw a JV game at St. Henry where they called a technical foul because he was out of the box.
Right. 78 seconds to go here in the first half. Fort Loramie ball up seven after once being down by as many as six. 13-7. It was a six-point lead Fairlawn very late in the first quarter. And now the Redskins have turned the tables on Fairlawn, outscoring them 21-6 since that point in time. And here's Fort Loramie attacking baseline left. Fairlawn arriving there late. A lot of bodies fly. Good play by Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. He instigated the contact. Had a little bit of an opening and drew the foul.
He did a nice job. He hesitated and went ahead. He thought he was turning back out, and he went on down the baseline.
Double bonus. Good. Caleb Maurer makes it 29-21.
Oh, he's come off the bench and scored six so far.
And it seemed to me like, Chuck, Fort Loramie started the game with six fouls on them. Fairlawn one. It's gone in reverse since. Caleb hands them both. A minute to go, first half, 9-point lead, Fort Loramie. Here's Skyler Piper, baseline left, picked up by Burning. Good defense by Burning. Walk against Skyler Piper. Good call by the referee.
I'll tell you, Fort Loramie's hard-nosed defense has got both Pipers frustrated.
Yes. That is one area of the game in which Fort Loramie will never shortchange itself, defense. and it has paved the way to a 9-point Redskins lead. 50 seconds to go, first half. Here's Nolan Burning. Here's Nate Meyer. Nolan on the arc, lost it, got it back. Defense on the play, but Kyle Peters, 5'10 junior, in now for Fairlawn. 36 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Burning, foul line extended right. Head coach Corey Britton repeating, we want the last one. We want the last one. 25 seconds to go, second quarter. Redskins up 9 with the ball. Holscher out high. Left corner, Caleb Maurer. Caleb gives it up to Nate Meyer. 30 feet away, right wing, Devin Ratterman. Down to 12, 11. Redskins need to get it centered. Here's Burning with 8. Burning with 7 to Devin Ratterman. Long 28-footer, wide right, no good. Rebound, Holscher knocked away. Picked up a Caleb Maurer. Fall away, 15-footer, misses. It would have counted. Up after the first 6 minutes, Fort Loramie thoroughly outplayed Fairlawn. Once trailing 13-7, the Redskins lead by 9. 30-21 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh,
a margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah,
a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fairlawn. Redskins lead the Jets 30-21 at the intermission break. Fairlawn once led 13-7 late in the first quarter. Since that point in time, the Redskins on a 23-8 stretch. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, the Jets have a 14-11 rebounding advantage, 6-3 on the offensive boards. Their effort has been outstanding. 8 of 14 from the free throw line. Loramie, 9 of 10 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Redskins. Nate Meyer led them with 11. They got 6 from Devin Ratterman. They got 7 from Caleb Meyer. They got 4 from Nick Brandwee and 2 from Nolan Burning. They scored 12 and 18, 30 points at the half. Fairlawn led by Ashton Piper with 9, 5 from Dominic Davis, 4 from Skylar Piper. They had 3 young men that scored. They scored 13 and 8, and they trail it by 9, 30-21 at the half.
I tell you what, Chuck, after the first 6 minutes, Fairlawn became really sloppy in every respect.
Well, they only had six turnovers, but they were taking bad shots. They, yep. they were forcing shots.
Fouling badly at the other end.
Fouls, yeah. They just looked like they got out of sync. They did have a nice start to the game. But Loramie, we talked about, Brandwee sat quite a bit in the second quarter, but Caleb Meyer and I keep forgetting who he is, and Grant Albers both sat a couple of minutes of the first quarter, the entire second quarter, and they still got a 9-point lead.
And the Pipers are trying really hard to get their shots, sometimes too hard.
Well,
they're taking shots that, quite frankly, are not there.
They're taking shots where there's a lot of hands in their face. And like I said before the game, they're not going to get anything easy, and they have not gotten anything easy so far. And I'll tell you, Caleb Maurer came off the bench, the freshman. He scored seven when doing a nice job playing for the young men that are sitting there with two fouls each.
It's the Maurer-Meyer show for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, no doubt.
Caleb and Nate. 30-21, Fort Loramie by 9 over Fairlawn here at the half. Our intermission report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Bodkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Chuck, a couple scores in the Shelby County League. Two big games tonight, including Jackson Center Rushi and Anna Bodkins. Anna up 3 after 1. Jackson Center leads Rushi 20-12 after 2.
That sounds like a Jackson Center score.
Sure does. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by Local Equipment at Jackson Center. Since the inception of Scores Broadcast 14 years ago, Local has been an underwriting sponsor, a founding sponsor. Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. Tonight, we highlight a couple cheerleaders. A sophomore cheerleader from Fairlawn, recognized by Local, is Vegas Gallimore, daughter of Stephanie and Mike, three-point student, active in volleyball. She is an outside hitter, plays in the back row for the Fairlawn Jets volleyball team. She's an FFA officer, has taken part in Spanish Club, and on the track squad, participates in the hurdles. She may start study at Edison Community College and pursue a career as a pediatric nurse. For Fort Loramie, sophomore cheerleader Sierra Henning. She's a 10th grader, 3.6 GPA, daughter of Aaron and Erica. Participates in drama, two competition cheer teams, formerly Spanish Club, assists with music boosters. She'd like to pursue a career in the field of nutrition and begin college possibly at Bowling Green. Vegas Gallimore, sophomore cheerleader at Fairlawn. Sierra Henning, sophomore cheerleader at Fort Loramie, recognized by Local Equipment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982. And the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
It is 30-21, Fort Loramie over Fairlawn. We're about set to commence play here in the third quarter at the Jets Gym tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. Fort Loramie's got the ball. We open up action, second half of play. Ball thrown to Albers, who sat a lot in the first half with two personals. He's in the lane area, drives with the left hand, it rolls off. Tough break.
It was a real nice take, just didn't drop for him.
Sure was. Fine maneuver, just didn't get the finish on the iron. Rebound down to Fairlawn. Jets trail by nine, opening half minute, second half of this game. Top of the circle, Matty. Straightaway three ball in the air by Skyler Piper. And that one did everything but go
again,
in.
Again, that was out of rhythm and out of the offense.
Oh, look at that take. Quickly down the floor, Fort Loramie. Caleb Meyer, a splendid drive from the right part of the floor. He darted past two Jets, poured it through, and then a blocking foul at the other end. Number three, I think, on Albers.
Yep. Didn't move his feet.
A minute gone, third quarter, Fort Loramie, biggest lead, 11-32-21. Jets inbounding below the rim. Ball thrown to Skyler Piper, tipped away, and the Redskins get it. Randall up the floor for Fort Loramie. Redskins can afford to take a little time, be patient offensively, demonstrate good discipline, milk the clock some, and work for good shots. Up 11. Fairlawn's in trouble. Down the double digits. First 90 seconds, second half of the game. Here's Nate Meyer, deep right corner. Gives it up to Caleb Meyer. Low, baseline right to a teammate. It's Nate. Nate draws a lot of attention and a foul while going up to shoot.
Well, I saw Loramie again early, real early against the New Bremen. I saw my last game before I went down to Florida against St. Henry. I thought they played okay.
Yes.
They have improved.
Yes.
They are deeper, and they're playing with a lot of confidence.
If they put on quite a show last three quarters at home on hopes for a cure night, or I should say hoops for a cure night, and drubbed Annaba 14. And are picking up tonight right where they left off in downing the Rockets. Nate Meyer makes a free throw, misses the second. A little too much length on it. Rebound down to the Jets, who are down by 12. Here on the baseline is Skyler Piper. He's hemmed in by two defenders of Fort Loramie. They tie him up. Arrow Jets. It's almost like Fort Loramie, Chuck, has got two guys on Skyler, two guys on Ashton, at all times.
They're doing a nice job. They are helping, and somebody else, like you said before the game,
yes,
somebody else got to pick it up.
Yeah, Jets need another player to provide some scoring support.
Well, we got a break because one of the referee's whistles broke, so maybe they'll call less fouls now.
Redskins on defense, ball inbound into the lane. Here's a herky-jerky move by Skylar Piper. Good from 6 feet. 10-point lead, Fort Loramie, 33-23. Redskins down the floor, Brandewick. Outside the arc on the left, it's Burning. Skips it cross-court on the play to Caleb Meyer. Now Brandewick, now Burning. 5:58 to go here in the third. High right, it's Nate. At the point on the left, it's Nick Brandewey. Back to Nate Meyer, down the left side of the lane to Burning. Straight away, Brandewey. He launches a three off the rim hard, way up in the air. Rebound into the lap of Jackson Jones of Fairlawn. Here's a three-point shot, top of the circle, well short. Ashton Piper just flung one up. Barely got into the rim. Easy rebound for Loramie. Here's a drive down the floor. Barreling to the rim. Caleb Meyer. Foul against Fairlawn. The lead is 10. Foul number 3 picked up by Ashton Piper. And that is more.
That doesn't help.
No, more bad news for the Jets. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie still jawing a little bit with the officials. But Corey, underneath those expressions, he's a little happier, I think, now than he was the first 6 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Both free throws up and in, but Caleb Meyer, Redskins are torrid at the stripe. Just over 5 to play here in the third quarter, and look at that bad pass. Jackson Jones threw it off the heel of a teammate. It rolled out of bounds. Boy, the Jets are in a slump. They've got to shake it quickly. Over 5 to play, third quarter, 12-point lead for Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
I'd like to make a toast to the barbecue beef melt smothered in sweet, tangy barbecue sauce on Texas toast from Frisch's Big Boy.
Cheers!
Well, I'd like to make a toast to their new cranberry turkey melt covered in their cranberry tartar sauce, also on Texas toast.
Here, here!
And I would like to make a toast to the Monte Cristo with ham and Swiss cheese and drizzled with warm syrup.
Was that a fake accent?
Well, it's on French toast, so I thought
Yeah, that's not a French accent.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
We have 5 minutes, 17 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up a dozen over Fairlawn, 35-23. Here's Brandewey, double-teamed near the timeline. Gets rid of it to Nolan Burning. Now Nate Meyer outside the arc. Skip pass through the top of the circle to Meyer. Here's Brandewey straight away. Back to Burning, jumping, shooting, three-pointer. Clanged off the rim, went out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a line drive. That's not his normal shot.
Nope. Well, we're pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. New sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. More about physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer in a moment. 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. Here's a dynamite drive to the basket by Ashton Piper, or I should say Skylar Piper, for the Fairlawn Jets. Boy, that was a whirling, twirling maneuver into the paint area. The lead is 10 for Fort Loramie, which counters with a three ball from the right corner. Yes, it's good. That was a beauty dropped in by Caleb Maurer.
Caleb Meyer.
I'm sorry, not Caleb Maurer, Caleb Meyer. My mistake.
That is so close.
We've got Caleb Meyer, Nate Meyer, Caleb Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R. That was 21, Caleb Meyer on the make.
Well, Maurer had a 7-point second quarter, and now Caleb Meyer has a 7-point third quarter.
I'll tell you what, they get the defenses confused as well as us. Here's a turnover by Fairlawn down to her right before Lormie's got the ball back. We played half the third quarter. The lead is 13. That's the biggest. 38-25 Redskins. Here's Randowee. Randowee starts to drive, pulls up, throws to Burning, head of the key. About time for Nolan to sink one. He can be an adept three-point shooter. Randowee high left. He's doubled. Gives it up. Open player. Redskins. Three-pointer. Devin Radiman off the mark. No good. Rebound taken down by Skylar Piper. Look at him. Bulldozes way down the lane. No good, but a foul against Fort Loramie. 3:40 left. Third quarter. Maybe a technical foul. Is that what was called? 38-25. Fort Loramie in the lead by 13. And the ref has been slapped with, or I should say, the ref has slapped the Redskin performer with a T.
Well, that Brandwee got the foul, then he got the technical foul, so he now has four.
Under four to play third quarter. Fort Loramie up 13, biggest lead for the Redskins, but mark it down. Technical foul here sends Skylar Piper to the strike for Fairlawn. Swish on the first one.
This is the shooting foul, and then they're going to shoot the technical fouls.
He managed to steamroll his way into the lane. Drew contact. Did Skylar Piper. Got two shots at the stripe. Nick Randowee for Fort Loramie disagreed with the call. Said something to the official. One of two free throws made by Fairlawn. And now back at the stripe with the two techs is Skylar Piper. Up and in, so he's two out of three.
Well, I'll tell you what, unless he said a bad word to the official, that was kind of, I think that's ticky-tack.
Oh, yeah.
If he goes bad call or something like that, you can't have rabbit ears.
Nope. Because you're going to hear the words bad call at least, 100% of the time from 50% of the crowd.
50% of the crowd. Yeah, the Fort Loramie crowd behind us were letting the guy have it. They should have thrown them out of the gym, I guess.
Well, three out of four free throws made by
the ball back.
Yep, Skylar Piper, 6-3 of four. And then Fairlawn inbounds it. And right away, Drew Maddie, a little hasty, he shuffles.
Well, he was looking for the pass, and it wasn't there, and he had to take an extra step. They got it back to 10, though.
38-28 after Fort Loramie had stretched the lead to 38-25. Here's Burning in backcourt. Up the right side to Caleb Maurer. Maurer outside the arc to Nate Meyer. Now Caleb, nobody home for Fairlawn. Here's a baseline drive, a fall away 10-footer short. Missed it. Caleb Maurer couldn't get it to go. Good rebound. Caleb Meyer, no good. Knocked out by Fairlawn. 10-point game, 3:11 to go, third quarter. Ball inbounded right side of the floor to Caleb Meyer. Ball thrown to the cutter. Nice pass, nice catch, layup, Caleb Maurer. It's good.
Did a great job of using his body to defend off the defender.
Nice, very nice. And here's Fairlawn countering. Dipsy Doo into the paint area. And it's Isaac Ambus, close to a charge, called a block. A lot of contact. Bodies went flying. Two free throws, Ambus. 2:58 left in the third. Fort Loramie up 40-28. Don't forget tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com. We are at Fort Loramie. Minster boys, Fort Loramie boys. That's an annual outing that we cover on a pretty regular basis. First free throw good for Isaac Ambus, 6'3" senior for the Jets. 40-29, Fort Loramie up 11.
I like the coaching there by Coach Britton. He called the freshman over, said, like the effort, you got to take that in the chest. You can't take it on the side for the charge.
Right. Second free throw, Ambus, got it. 40-30. Fort Loramie's lead is 10. Redskins will bring it down. Now Fairlawn decides to show some three-quarter court pressure here. We got four white shirts, four black shirts in backcourt. Only two players down to our left are Ratterman for Fort Loramie, Davis for Fairlawn. Ball inbounded up the floor to Nate Meyer to Burning. Right corner, Devin. Back out to Burning. Foul line. Leans in. Doesn't shoot. Give it up to Caleb Maurer. the big Holscher back on the floor. Evan, the 6'3 senior. He is screening at the high post. Now he receives a pass. Goes to Ratterman. 2.5 to go. Third quarter. 4 team fouls for Loramie. 2 Fairlawn. Here in the third quarter, much unlike the first half when it was foul aplenty. Penetrating baseline right, little follow, 8-10-footer, Caleb Maurer, no good. Rebound Fairlawn quickly down the floor. Into the lane goes Skyler Piper, bad pass. Referees look at each other. Head coach Brad Francis Fairlawn says it was touched. Ball not changed. It's Redskins' possession.
All I'll say is that if it wasn't touched, he threw a curveball because it changed direction.
Wow. That one was missed by all three in stripes.
The referees are not having a, in neither direction, they're not having a good game.
2 minutes, 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie in backcourt. It is Caleb Meyer up the court and 8 Meyer. It is stolen from behind, taken away by Ashton Piper. Long throw to Skyler. Skyler goes below the rim, and he steps out of bounds. He nearly walked. His momentum carried him over the stripe. It is Helter Skelter, and it's not very smooth right now.
No.
Minute 55 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie inbounding. In backcourt, it goes to Caleb Meyer, who dribbles down the floor. Throws it left corner to Evan Ratterman, a triple, short, no good. Fort Loramie, hustle play, rebound. Good effort by the Redskins. That was tracked down on the play by Caleb Meyer.
Yep, good hustle.
The burning to Caleb. Minute 38 to go, third. 10-point lead, Fort Loramie. Skip pass, cross court, three-pointer. Caleb Maurer hit the rim, skimmed off. Rebound Jets. They can close it to 7 or 8. Top of the circle, Davis to Maddie. Picked up by Devin Ratterman. Minute 20 left. Deep right corner pass to Kyle Peters. Hits the cutter in the lane. Right down the paint. Up and good by Skyler Piper.
Skyler Piper is having a nice game.
Sure is. Sky is the limit for Skyler. No pun intended. Here's a deflected pass right in front of us. And that ball was punched out by Dominic Davis. I almost had some leather in the lap. Minute 4 to go. Third quarter. Lead for the Redskins is down to 8. 40-32. Fort Loramie has not attacked the basket aggressively the last few minutes. Deep in the right corner. Ball thrown. Going to give and go. Down the lane, Fort Loramie. Up and in. And a foul. Dandy play by Caleb Meyer. Woo! A lot of traffic. Caleb went through it. Shot it in. He was knocked to the deck. The lead back to 10.
Got a shot at a 10-point quarter here with this free throw.
I tell you what. Caleb Meyer and Caleb Maurer, along with Devin Ratterman and even Nolan Burning, you talk about streaky shooters. They can get hot and dominate a full period.
Well, they have become just a real well-balanced basketball team.
The three-point play by Fort Loramie was converted, and then a long trifecta is thrown in from 25 feet by Ashton Piper. Ashton Piper gunned one in. Bad pass, Fort Loramie. Steal, Skyler Piper. Layup is good. Jets have closed within 6. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie in backcourt. Up the floor, it goes to Caleb Maurer. Hits a cutter down the lane. Shot missed, no good. Rebound Ratterman. Jump ball, jump ball. Arrow skins. 24 to go in the third. It is 43-37. Fort Loramie's lead trimmed to 6.
Quickly.
Yeah. It's been as much as 13. Harassing defense there by Fairlawn. Forced to steal at midcourt. Pipers are doing some damage right now. 19 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie's burning. Cross court to Caleb Meyer. 13 to go. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Jets proud. Staccato chant. Defense, defense. 7 to play. Burning cross court. Ball thrown to Caleb Meyer. out high to Maurer. Fadeaway, 30-footer at the buzzer. Wild shot, no good. Jets within six at the break. 43-37, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The Redskins' 13-point lead was chopped to six at the end of three. We're a moment away from beginning the fourth. 43-37, Fort Loramie over Fairlawn. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, it's new in Fort Loramie. The owner, Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types at Pinnacle Sports Therapy at 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Jim treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries, and he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments too. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. For the last 13 years, he's operated for Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Call 937-419-1491. That's 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. And the fourth quarter, Chuck, starts with a big bang.
Well, Loramie came out playing zone, and they got the ball to Ashton Piper. He hit a big three, got this thing down to a three-point game.
Wow, Ashton Piper drills a big three ball, 43-40. Fort Loramie's 13-point lead whacked to three. 10 points have come off that advantage in about the last 3.5 minutes or so. Foul right side of the floor on Fairlawn.
That's the fourth one on Skyler Piper. That hurts him.
It does. Five team fouls, Fairlawn. Four, Fort Loramie. This game has gotten nip and tuck. Mighty interesting. Redskins with the ball, 35 feet away. It is Grant Albers, who hasn't played much tonight. Plagued with foul trouble. He's back out there with three. Here's Burning, left wing. Goes to the baseline, stops at 15, doesn't shoot. Now to Albers, Caleb Meyer, back to Albers, near side Burning, 1:10 gone, fourth quarter, we got a doozy, photo finish, 43-40, Fort Loramie, 6:40 to play, top of the circle, Albers, fakes left, goes right, 30 feet out to Caleb Meyer, man-to-man defense by Fairlawn, here is Albers down the lane, to the rim, good with the left hand, fine drive by Albers. It opened up. He took advantage. Long three ball. Ashton Piper, no, missed it. Here's a rebound. Stick back. Kyle Peters, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. The lead five, 45-40.
That was a big miss on the putback right there.
Yes, it was. Maddie had it in close. Just did not get it over the rim. Here's a great drive by Burning. Down the lane. Got it for two more. Albers and Burning, back-to-back drives. Fort Loramie's up seven, six to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, we've got 6 minutes, 6 seconds to go. Fourth quarter, 47-40. Fort Loramie up seven. Redskins quickly stretched it back out to seven after Fairlawn had knifed it all the way down to three. Fort Loramie's biggest lead was 38-25, fairly late in that third quarter of play. Then the Jets quickly went to work. Here's a baseline drive by Ambus. Ambus to Fairlawn. He is choked off and makes an errant pass cross court out of bounds. Well, no sooner than did Fairlawn get it to three straight empty possessions.
They can't afford to sit.
Uh-oh. Here's a steal. Dominic Davis midcourt. Driving, off-balance shot. It goes out of bounds. Out of bounds. Untouched. That's a good call, I think.
I was blocked.
Here is Fort Loramie. 75-foot pass to Albers. Driving layup is good. Over the top of the Jets press with the Redskins with a long airmail heave. 5:30 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's a baseline drive by Ashton Piper. Reverse layup, got it.
He got the ball knocked free from him. That's why he was allowed to dribble again.
And here's a steal by Fairlawn, stolen back by Fort Loramie. Nate Meyer down the floor to Burning. 5:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. Albers goes behind the back. Reach in, Fairlawn, foul, Jets.
Last common foul.
Nick Brandewey on the bench for Fort Loramie. He's got four, Chuck.
He's got four. Yep. That technical, he got the foul, then the technical, so that added two.
Albers playing with three.
Correct. And we got Skylar Piper coming back in with four, but they're down seven. They need him.
No choice.
No reason to hold him.
Nope, he's got to play now. 5 minutes, 8 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie ball, Burning midcourt. Burning veers left for the Redskins. Oh, he stumbled. He did. He walked. Good call. Jets down seven. 5:03 to go. Here's Fairlawn, long cross-court pass. It is caught by Skylar Piper. Into the lane, shot blocked, got it back, up and in. 49-44. Fort Loramie's Burning over the timeline. Good defense by Matty. Burning gives it up to Nate Meyer. Flings it right side to Burning. Cross-court, Devin Radiman on the bounce. Devin to Burning near midcourt, picked up by Matty. 4:37 to go. Fort Loramie's in the bonus, by the way. Burning drives to Devin Radiman in the left corner. High arching three, hit the rim twice. Long rebound, Fort Loramie. Albers with the ball. 4:20 left in the game. That and Nate Meyer penetrates. Right corner pass to Meyer. Caleb Myers, 21-footer, hit the back iron. Rebounding foul below the rim against Fairlawn. Big break, Fort Loramie. And it is shooting. Shooting situation. And who's that foul on, Chuck?
That's on Skylar Piper. He's done.
I thought it was. That's the fifth to number 10. He's gone.
Wow, these guys have just been awful tonight. Just awful.
Have there been a...
Both ways, they've been awful.
There have been four or five at least that have been badly blown the opposite way.
Absolutely. I honestly try not to say anything. It's a tough profession, but they've been terrible tonight.
Albers at the free throw line for Fort Loramie. It is bouncing, no good. Rebounded down by Fairlawn. 5-point lead, Fort Loramie. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Deep in the left corner with the ball for the Jets. It is Ambus. Out high to Ashton Piper. A little pick and roll with a teammate. Nothing there. He gives it up on the play to Ambus. Ambus head of the key. Weave to Ashton. Gets a screen from Jackson Jones. Ashton falls down. Tripping foul. Albers, number four. 3:51 to go here in the fourth quarter. 49-44. Fort Loramie by five over Fairlawn. That was team foul five on the Skins. Jets inbounds below the rim. Lobbed into the paint. Oh, here's a twirling move. And a made shot by Ashton Piper and a foul. Fantastic play by Ashton.
Man, he went to his left hand and just was strong. Wow. The defense was not bad at all.
No. Ashton with southpaw. He fooled Fort Loramie. He's at the stripe. Three-point chance to cut it to two. Anybody's game. Free throw clanged off the back rim. He missed it badly.
That's the only place he has not been stellar tonight is free throws.
That's right. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. The lead is still three. That's a big miss. Yeah. And Fairlawn missed far too many free throws in the second half last week against Jackson Center, as did Fort Loramie against Botkins. Redskins have made him tonight. Here's Albers, top of the circle. Passes left corner. Then throws it to a teammate, Nate Meyer. Nate Meyer fouled by Maddie from behind. The ball fumbled by the Fort Loramie player into the hands of the referee, and the official in stripes gives the ball back to Fort Loramie.
Well, the ball was touched by Fairlawn. The referee was standing out of bounds, which means the ball was out of bounds.
And you know what, Chuck? I thought the ball hit Nate Meyer.
Well, that I didn't see.
Woo!
But the fact that it hit the referee out of bounds was the correct call.
Yep. Okay. We'll say that was a good call. The Jets were unhappy for a moment. Here's a steal at midcourt. Ambus down the floor. Up and in. 49-48. What a play by Isaac Ambus of Fairlawn. Great steal. And the two-pointer by Ambus cuts the Skins' lead to one. 49-48. 3:11 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Well, welcome back to a noisy Fairlawn gym. The Redskins had a 13-point lead with about 3 minutes to go third quarter, and Fairlawn has made it mighty, mighty interesting.
Well, Fairlawn came out and started pressuring him a little farther out, and Loramie has quit trying to attack. They don't, now it's a one-point game. They have no choice. They've got to try to keep scoring.
Oh, yeah. Anna 33, Botkins 24 at the half.
Wow.
In one other Shelby County League game tonight. Last we heard, Jackson Center led Rushi by 10 late in the third. 3 minutes to go here. Fort Loramie up one with the ball. Brandewee to midcourt. Drops it off to Caleb Meyer. They play pitch and catch on the arc. Both teams in the 1-1. 2:56 left. Open
nice.
Player catches. It's laid in by Caleb Meyer.
Nice back screen. Well-designed play right there.
Is that Brandewee on the pass?
Brandewee on the pass.
Woo. 3-point lead, Fort Loramie. Here's Maddie, foul line for Fairlawn. Big possession, Jets. He's in the lane way too long, and it's called. 3 seconds. Good call by the referee.
Yeah, he let him stay in there a little bit longer, which I didn't mind, but that he had to call it at that point.
Yeah, Drew Maddie was in the paint every bit of 5 seconds. Whistle blew.
And Fairlawn's got three timeouts. Somebody needed to come on the bench, needed to make a call.
Right, right. Here is Fairlawn pressing. Ball knocked out of bounds off Fairlawn. Boy, the Jets have been menacing with pressure the last 12 minutes of this game. 2:40 to go, fourth quarter. 51-48, Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded to Brandewee. Redskins have to keep the ball in his hands. Oh, what a steal. Taken away by Ambus to Davis. Driving layup, no good. Rebound, Ambus is good. Oh, what a game by Ambus here in the fourth. 51-50. Fort Loramie by one. Foul, backcourt, Fairlawn. 2:21 left. Blocking foul, Maddie. Fairlawn, Chuck, in the last 9-10 minutes, has had at least a half a dozen clear-cut steals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Loramie turned it over four times in the first half. They've turned it over five times in the fourth quarter.
And those miscues by the Redskins have enabled the Jets to get right back into this game. And you sense now the two teams will shoot some free throws. Big clutch time opportunities. 1-1 Fort Laramie. Nate Myers, swish! He's got it.
He's had a terrific game.
He sure has. He, like Randerweg, is a calming influence on the floor. Keep in mind now, Skyler Piper fouled out for Fairlawn. He is not available. Second shot, Meyer got them both. 53-54 Laramie. 2:21 to go, fourth quarter. Midcourt with the ball, Kyle Peters for Fairlawn. On a weave to Dominic Davis. Both teams in the bonus. Maddie 30 feet away, picked up by Burning. They look for Ambus or Ashton Piper on the back cut. Can't get it to him. Maddie still dribbles. Maddie on the bounce. Boy, look at Caleb Meyer all over Ashton Piper. We've got a whistle. What do we have, Chuck?
They caught a hold on Meyer.
Uh-huh. That's what I was focusing on. Pretty aggressive. And that foul sends Fairlawn over the limit. Seven fouls on the Redskins. 1-1. Oh, this is mighty big.
He is only 3 of 8 from the free throw line. He's got 20 points, but he's only 3 of 8 from the free throw line.
That's the difference between being down and being up right now. Three-point game, 53-50, minute 58 to go. 1-1, Ashton Piper. Anna up 55-28 over Botkins. They've nearly doubled the score.
Is that it, Anna?
That game is at Botkins, I believe, isn't it, Matt? Yeah, it is. It's at Botkins. Yep. Matt Zerker alongside.
Well, you talked about that, and I think what we're going to find out is they pressure him into submission.
Right. Both free throws good for Ashton Piper after going 3 for 80. It's two straight. Fairlawn's within one. Minute 58 to go here in the fourth quarter. We got 10 players in backcourt. Pressure applied. It goes into Albers. Knocked away by Fairlawn. Albers gets it back. He dribbles to the timeline against Ashton Piper. He goes down the lane. Leaves it in the corner for Burning. Fort Laramie gets it out of trouble. Fort Laramie up one. 53-52. It was a 13-point dominating game with Fort Laramie in the lead late in the third. Jets have come back with torrid shooting and great steals. Here's a drive down the lane by Nate Meyer, off balance. No, but a foul. Yeah, the Jets have really picked up the heat defensively and have shot it well. They've gotten some live ball turnovers and layups. Now free throws for Nate Meyer, the last of the 1-1.
Yeah, but he's going to shoot two. He got fouled on the shot.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And that was the fifth.
Yeah.
That was the fifth foul on Davis too. So
he's out. Dominic Davis,
Kyle Peters, who started the game, is back in for him.
Dominic Davis, Skyler Piper have fouled out. You're right, Chuck. Not a 1-1. Two shot situation for Nate Meyer. Doesn't matter. He drills the first.
He's got 15.
Wow. 54-52. Fort Laramie by two. 91 seconds left. Timeout called. Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, a new underwriting sponsor, Hoing and Hoing Builders. Thanks so much to Hoing and Hoing, located on McCartyville Road outside of Anna. Hoing and Hoing with us the last couple months here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll tell you more about Hoing and Hoing in a moment. Second big free throw, Nate Meyer. Fort Laramie up two, make it three. Boy, the Redskins have been scorching the Nets at the free throw line. 55-52. Fort Laramie in the lead. A minute 26 to go. Here's Maddie with the ball for the Jets. 30 feet away. Picked up by Burning. catching high right. Kazambas thought about shooting, didn't. Here's an overplay by Nate Meyer, nearly stole it from Ashton Piper. Jets got it back, though.
That was a lazy pass.
Maddie to Ashton, wants to shoot behind the arc, can't. The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. Redskins back up two. What a great game.
This has been a great game.
Wow. Chuck, we'll keep it right here. We'll keep it right here. Full timeout, Mahomes.
Redskins. Gorman, yeah, they got one left. Fairlawn's got two left.
And a recap. Kyle Peters hit a 28-foot three. The bank is open.
He shot it 35 feet. It happened to get the backboard got in the way.
And I tell you what, Chuck, an alert play by Fort Lurman in response to the bucket. 75-foot pass.
Oh, yeah. That was Brandewee to Caleb Meyer.
Yep, Caleb Meyer got the deuce. That game was tied up at 55. And then Caleb Meyer took the long forward pass down the floor from Brandewee to get the two-pointer as Fairlawn didn't get back. Hoing and Hoing Builders, over 200 years of experience among the current employees at Hoing and Hoing. It's become one of the premier home builders in the area. Hoing and Hoing specializes in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rentger Road. Hoing and Hoing offers services for home remodels, additions, outbuildings. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing has got it for you on Rutger Road. The lots are in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For info and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. Hoing and Hoing Builders, we can create what you can imagine. 40 seconds left. Fairlawn down two with the ball. A three-pointer gives the Jets the lead. Here's Maddie with the ball to Ambus. Back to Maddie, to Peters. Here's Ashton Piper, 35 feet away. Nate Meyer on him. Ashton wants to shoot the three. 20 seconds left. He's double-teamed, nearly walked. Threw it to Maddie. Left baseline, Ambus. Driving layup is good! We're tied up. 13 seconds to go. Brandewee down the floor for Fort Loramie. 8 to play to Burning. Left corner 3 for the lead. No good but Devin Ratterman. Rebound Fairlawn. 2 seconds left in a timeout. Wow. 1.5 to go. Isaac Ambus has come up big down the stretch.
He has been terrific in the fourth quarter.
What a fourth quarter for Isaac Ambus of Fairlawn. Jets ball, what, 2.5 seconds to go, Chuck?
I think 1.2.
1.2 to go. When we return, we're tied at 57. Fairlawn ball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. VoteJordanSheriff.com for more information. 57-57 tie. Fairlawn Jets have come from 13 down late in the third quarter to draw even. Isaac Ambus with the game-tying hoop after Kyle Peters pumped in a long three to tie it up. Now Fairlawn with 1.5 to go has got to cover 75 feet. Here's the ball. He's down the floor. It's caught by Fairlawn. A long three-pointer at the buzzer. Off the top of the backboard by Drew Maddie. We go overtime. Wow. JV game the night one before Loramie. Nightcap a thriller. OT at the Jets gym. 57 all. on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCow. Locally, LaCow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Ooh, what a ball game tonight here at Fairlawn at the Jets Gym. Fairlawn 57, Fort Loramie 57. Overtime here at Fairlawn High School tonight. Fort Loramie moving from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you imagine things. Fairlawn from left to right, and the Jets get the dip to start the four-minute OT. Here's Kyle Peters. Baseline right on the play to Ashton Piper. A spinning shot way short. Good defense.
Good, very good defense.
It was. Rebound Fort Loramie. Burning down the floor to Brandewee in the lane. To Albers. Bad pass. Deflected. Stolen by Fairlawn. Here come the Jets quickly. Forecourt right. It's Ambus. Ambus the hero for Fairlawn in the fourth quarter. Here's a drive by Matty. Missed it short. Long rebound to Fairlawn. Three-pointer Ashton Piper. He's floored, knocked down, yep. Fouled. Three shots coming.
Absolutely silly foul right there.
Sure was. It sure was. Ashton Piper at the stripe for the Fairlawn Jets. Three free throws for him. At least twice in the first quarter, this very thing happened.
This is the third time they've fouled him with three free throws.
And Fairlawn will have shot nine free throws in this game after three fouls.
I mean, can he make that shot? Yes, but boy, that was really deep. I'm going to take my chances and let him shoot that.
It was a good, what?
24 feet, 25 feet?
Yeah, two strides beyond the arc at least, every bit of 24 feet. And now Ashton Piper has got to shoot in the points at the stripe. The first one is in and out. No good. He missed it. But he was 3 for 8. Then he made two. Here's Ashton. Foul shot number two. Dips the knees in the air. Front rim, backboard, good. Fairlawn by one. And this is the Jets' first lead since 13-12.
Yep, I was getting ready to say. And that was at the end of the first quarter.
Second shot is good. Front rim, kerplunk. Well, Fort Loramie now finds itself down by two for the first time since the final minute of the first quarter. 59-57 in favor of the Jets. Here's Burning at midcourt. Burning down the right side to Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Brandewee back to Burning. Burning whips a pass into the lane. Here's a drive by Nate Meyer. Strong move. Got it. And a foul. Heck of a play.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was a good look, but that was a strong move by Meyer. He wasn't going to be denied.
59-59, 3:08 to go in the OT. Nate Meyer has been nearly spectacular tonight. Free throw, Nate. I didn't jinx him.
That's 19 for him now.
19 for Nate Meyer. He pours in the free throw. Converts the three-point play. He's had a few of those the old-fashioned way.
Yep.
3 minutes to go in the OT. 60-59, Fort Loramie by one. The difference, missed free throws by Fairlawn. Last trip to the line, Ashton Piper went 2 of 3. Here's a baseline drive by Matty, nearly walked. Throws it on the arc to Ambus. Here's a wild three-pointer. It's crooked. He got the rebound. fell down. Timeout, Grant Francis, Fairlawn.
Good hustle that time, because that was not a great shot by Ambus, but boy, he went and got it.
He knew where the ball was going to go.
Absolutely.
It deflected into the corner, and he traced it down. Well, we've got 2.5 to go in the OT. Fort Laramie's up one, back in 30 seconds on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Anna defeated Botkin 66-38 tonight. 66-38, Anna bouncing Botkin at BHS. And right here, we've got an overtime underway. 2:44 to go in the OT. Fairlawn down one to Fort Laramie. Here's a spin move by Ashton Piper. Ashton started to jump into the lane with the ball. The Fort Laramie defender fell before there was any contact. It was a flop. Should not have been called. That was a no call. Simply a no call. Big break, Fort Laramie. Big
and that's break. That's the fourth foul on Ashton Piper.
And Ashton was maybe slightly off balance, but the Fort Laramie defender wasn't set, and he was falling backwards. There was no contact ever made. We had a real good angle there.
Yeah, looking right
and
at it.
Sometimes the three refs, the one who's in that part of the floor doesn't have the view that he would like to have. 60-59, Fort Laramie by one, 2:36 to go in the OT. Brandewey to midcourt, hand off to Nate Meyer. Every official I've ever talked to, Chuck, has said it's all about angles. Here's Fort Laramie being troubled a bit by the Fairlawn defense. Ball thrown to Brandewey in the right corner. Foul line extended right. Hits Albers in the lane. 14-footer. Got it. Great pass by Brandewey. 62-59 Fort Laramie. Here's Ashton Piper down the lane to the rack. Two more. 62-61 Fort Laramie by one. A minute 56 to go. Here's Brandewey at midcourt. Loops the pass off to Burning. Burning down the right side. Back to Brandewey. Minute 45 to go. Fort Laramie nurses a one-point lead. Driving is Albers into the corner. Handoff on the play to Caleb Meyer. Deep right corner, Burning. Foul line, Albers. Spin move, doesn't shoot. Got deep against the Jets defense, threw it back out. Right now, Fort Laramie is in the double bonus. Here's a spin move by Albers at the foul line. Ducks under, and he's hacked on the play. Two free throws for Albers. And is that a fifth foul on a Jet player?
No, but they called that an intentional foul.
Oh, really? Are you sure?
That's what they called.
Really? I'm looking at Matt Zerker to my right. I'm looking at Chuck McBee to my left. And they're both shaking their heads a little bit. I'm not sure that was deserving of an intentional.
He reached out and kind of hooked him. That is not the intention of an intentional foul.
No. Well, Albers makes one of two. He breathes a little life into Fairlawn. It's a two-point game, 63-61. Redskins retain the ball. Minute 27 to go.
Yeah, this is a big possession this time for both teams, guys. They get into the double if they can score this time. It's two possessions.
Right. Here is Brandewey looking. Low in the left to Nate Meyer. He lays it up and in. Great play on the inbounds. The playmaker, Brandewey, Nate Meyer on the finish. He peeled off a screen through the paint and got a chippy on the block low left. Four-point lead, Fort Laramie. Off-balance three-pointer.
Wow.
It's good. Woo. How about that? 25-footer by Ashton Piper. In, out, back in again. One-point game. 1 minute to go. Fort Laramie with the ball. Burning. Looks cross-court. Dumps it to Nate Meyer. He's been the Redskins' hero late. Nate Meyer gave it up, got it back, 50 seconds to go. Double bonus for Fort Loramie. Timeline, Nate Meyer, he's double-teamed, on a weave to Brandewey. Brandewey nearly fouled, almost hooked, dribbles into the lane. 38 seconds to go. Fort Loramie, 65, Fairlawn, 64. And knocked down hard is Nate Meyer.
That is not who they wanted to foul. They needed to foul Brandewey. Not that he's not a good free throw shooter, but he hasn't shot any the whole game.
Yeah, good point.
Nate Meyer's been up there drilling them.
And James Cotterman, in off the bench for Fairlawn, lowered the boom against Meyer. Good sportsmanship right there.
Yeah, well, they had no choice but to foul.
Right. Cotterman.
But they fouled the wrong guy.
Yeah, Cotterman reaches out, extends the hand to Nate, who shakes it. And with 36.9 to go, Fort Loramie's got a double bonus situation, up by one, 65-64. 36 ticks to go in the OT. What a phenomenal game this has been.
And Piper has very quietly gotten up to 28.
28. He had 30 earlier against West Liberty Salem. Double bonus, Nate Meyer. Shots on the way. It's good. He calmly canned it. And Fort Loramie gets a timeout. Up the two, 66-64, 36.9 left in the overtime on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Welcome back here to Fairlawn. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. It is a barn burner.
It is, and I think I said it earlier, and I'll say it one more time. I think the SEC has sent the officials here tonight.
Oh, my.
I'm not a poor sport.
No. Jackson Center, 47, Rushi, 29. Akers off the bench with 15 to pace the Tigers. He had 9 in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
He was a junior guard last year, played well as a JV. And that's the kind of scoring that head coach Scott Elkert needs behind Aiden Reichert. Aiden Reichert, dynamite player, 20 points a game, but he needs help, and he got it tonight. Second free throw, Nate Meyer, Fort Loramie, and he pops it in. 67-64, Redskins by three, 33 seconds left in the overtime. Fairlawn down the right side, it's Matty. Matty looks for help on the dribble, burning on him. Shot fake, but Peters. Peters banked into three, late in regulation. Through the lane, Matty. He doesn't want that shot, it's a two. Here's Peters, steps back, doesn't gun it. Here's Ambus behind the arc. Redskins double teaming. Ashton Piper in the right corner. He can't get the ball. 8 seconds to go. Ashton out at the center stripe. Timeout called by Fairlawn. And now the Jets have to inbound the ball. 7.4 left. How about that, Chuck? 15, 16 passes by Fairlawn. I don't think Ashton Piper touched it until the very end.
He didn't, and as soon as he got it, that's when Coach Francis called the timeout. Can't blame him because they were in real trouble right there. Now they got to set up something and run. They got a screening. They got to run him through some kind of a double screen. I would let him inbound the basketball.
Yeah.
And then come in double screen. If he can get off a 25-footer, that's about the best they're going to get.
Right.
But if anybody's going to make one from there, it's going to be Piper.
Yep. And if you're Fort Loramie, you set up a picket fence on the arc. You bait them into shooting it, too, if they want to do it.
Yeah, let them go inside the arc. You just guard the arc, but you make sure you know where Piper is, that's for sure.
I'll give a whole bunch of credit to Fairlawn for coming back in this game.
And with Skylar Piper sitting down
with
about fouled out with about 4.5 minutes to go in the game.
And Fairlawn trailed by 13, 38-25. With about 2.5, 2:40 to go in the third quarter.
Nate Meyer has just been terrific. Yeah. He's got 23.
Yeah, Nate Meyer's been brilliant. 7.4 to go. Side court, Fairlawn inbounds, down by three, 67-64. 1-1 situation, by the way, for Fairlawn. Double bonus for Fort Loramie. Ball being inbounded by Ashton Piper to Maddie. Maddie shoots the long three ball. It is in, out, no good.
My goodness, that was all the way down.
Rebound Fort Loramie was Kyle Peters.
Yeah.
Number two, not five. Maddie, he banked it, didn't mean to bank it. It rolled around twice, maybe three times, came out. Foul called against Fairlawn on the rebound. 1.2 to go, 67-64, Fort Loramie. And I'll tell you what, I like what Fairlawn did there, Chuck. The Jets had plan number two in place. It almost worked.
Yeah,
Kyle Peters has shown he's got deep range.
Well, he had banked one in, so.
Brandewee for Fort Loramie, double bonus. He notches the free throw, and the Redskins are up four, and this one is in the books.
Heck of a game.
A second and 2/10 to go. Brandewee again, yes, and that's where Fort Loramie won this game with flat-out phenomenal free throw shooting. A long heave by Fairlawn is short. It was academic. The Redskins survive 69-64 in a thriller in overtime. Highly entertaining game here at the Jets gym here tonight. I'll give Brad Francis, head coach of Fairlawn, so much credit, Chuck. This Fairlawn team was beaten soundly, down 13 fairly late in the third. Brad pushed a few buttons. He increased the pressure. Everything he did worked, including a Kyle Peters three late in regulation. Skylar Piper was magic down the stretch, as was Isaac Ambus. In the end, it was a Kyle Peters three that rolled around, 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 and came out. That three-pointer by Kyle Peters was for the tie. Chris North, executive director of the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, has come over to join us. We talked with Chris at length before the game. Chris, was that maybe the best game you've ever seen here at the Jets gym?
I don't know. We played.
But you look. Now, if Fairlawn wins that, it's got to be number one all time.
Yeah. We beat Jackson in three overtime.
That's right. Yeah. Well, last year. Well, yeah. Yeah, last year Fairlawn beat Jackson Center in double OT right here 1 year ago. Last week, Jackson Center nipped Fairlawn in a thriller, 43-39. Tonight, Fairlawn suffers its second straight hard luck loss on a Friday night, losing 69-64 to Fort Loramie in overtime. Fort Loramie last week dropped a double OT verdict at Bodkins. Jackson Center beat Rushi easily tonight. Anna beat Bodkins easily tonight as well. That final score was, I've overlooked it, it was lopsided, 66-38. 66-38, Anna over Bodkins. And 47-29, Jackson Center beat Rushi. Here tonight in a thriller, boy, it was nip and tuck. Photo finish, we thought it would be. When Fairlawn started coming back, you could feel it here in the Jets gym. Fairlawn was going to make it close. They drew even at the end of regulation. And Fort Loramie clings to a precarious five-point win. 69-64 in overtime. Our next webcast tomorrow night at Fort Loramie, 7:10 webcast time, as these same Redskins return home to host Minster. And what do we do for an encore, Chuck?
Well, double overtime.
Yeah.
I want to take just a teeny look at the stats here because
sure.
they're outstanding. I mean, Loramie, 69 points. They were 23 of 27 from the free throw line. Nate Meyer had 23 points. He was 13 of 15 from the free throw line. Definitely the Clancy's player of the game for the Redskins. And on the other side, Fairlawn was 17 of 26. They started out real slow, and you know they picked it up a little bit, but they lost the game by four, and they got outscored by six at the free throw line. Had almost the same amount of shots.
There you go.
Just got outscored by six.
Yep.
So terrific game, though. Great comeback. Really hurt him when Skyler Piper fouled out. But, boy, you take a look at Isaac Ambos. The kid had 8 points in the second half, six of them in the fourth quarter.
He dazzled.
And he kept them and got them back in the game.
Yeah, he was really good. A number of these Fairlawn Jet players stepped up at crunch time. Nice coaching job down the stretch by Brad Francis, head man at Fairlawn first year, and pushing buttons all night long. For Fort Loramie was Corey Britton. The Redskins managed to inch out to that 13-point lead. And Fort Loramie might have gotten a bit conservative on offense, but give Fairlawn all the credit in the world for turning up the heat. And some live ball turnovers, and the Jets got some easy hoops.
Well, 14 turnovers for Fairlawn and 10 for Fort Loramie, so that was pretty even.
Yep.
Pretty even game.
Yeah, given the pace of the game, ball handling was pretty daggone good when it was all said and done.
Well, the difference is the depth of Loramie
against
the grittiness and the incredible outplaying of Ashton Piper tonight, but just too many weapons that they could throw out there at him.
Yeah, very well said, because Fort Loramie got in a heap of foul trouble early in this game. We thought the Redskins were going to be in dire straits, but as you just noted, Chuck, at Fort Loramie's depth, bailed out this team tonight.
Well, Caleb Maurer had a 7-point second quarter when everybody was sitting.
Yeah.
Albers, who had to sit most of the game, came in and scored 7 points, four in the fourth quarter and three in the overtime.
Yeah.
They got 14 points from Caleb Maurer. He had a terrific game. All of those in the second half.
And what we said in the pregame proved to be the determining factors. It's how you finish, and it's how you shoot fouls. And Fort Loramie was impeccable. 23 of 27 at the charity strike.
Yeah, and when I said I would have fouled Brandaway, it wasn't because he's not a good free throw shooter. No. It's because he hadn't taken any.
Right.
And the last person you wanted to foul was Nate Meyer, and he stood up there and proved it.
Fort Loramie now 6-3 on the year, 4-2 in the Shelby County League. Fairlawn drops to 5-4 on the year, 2-3 in league play. Fort Loramie is home tomorrow night against Minster, and then home next Friday in a league contest against Rushi. In fact, Fort Loramie is home for three in a row, including a Tuesday night game on January 20th against New Knoxville. The Jets take on Waynesfield Goshen away from home tomorrow night. It's no easier for Fairlawn after this game with Fort Loramie tonight at Anna for the Fairlawn Jets next Friday evening. The Jets return home next Saturday, 1 week from tomorrow, to play Newton. So Fort Loramie, with just two setbacks, remains only a game behind Anna and Jackson Center, which both won tonight, in the loss column in the Shelby County League standings.
I'm telling you, this was a good one for them. They got in some foul trouble. They had to go to the bench. They had some kids step up. They're just getting deeper and deeper. And even though it was an overtime game, to me this was the best game I've seen them play in the three games I've seen.
Now, Fort Loramie has played Jackson Center, away, Botkins away, Fairlawn away. Jackson Center's got to come back to Fort Loramie later. That's a huge one.
Right.
Redskins have got to go to Anna. A number of real crucial games coming up over the latter half of January.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Into February. It's
going to
be nip and tuck. It looks right now like at least three teams could be involved going right down to the last 2 weeks of the season.
Yep.
Don't count out Fairlawn, Botkins, even Rushi as spoilers. They could upset the apple cart.
Well, look what we almost got tonight.
Yep. Two straight Fridays. Fairlawn has lost squeakers.
Right.
Hard luck setbacks here at home.
Well, let's look at the Clancy's players of the game, and then you can run down our sponsors. For Fort Loramie, Nate Myers, 23 points, 13 of 15 from the free throw line. He was outstanding. And then Ashton Piper scored 28 for the Jets. terrific night. 17 points from Skyler Piper, and he fouled out with 4 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah.
So he didn't play the 4 minutes in the overtime and the last 3.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Yeah. So but Nate, those were our Clancy's players of the game.
Nate Meyer, Ashton Piper win the Clancy's Awards. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, so many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, and Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us for Fort Loramie games only. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. And don't forget Brookins in Fort Loramie. You'll love that late-night menu at Brookins. There is no good-eating place like Brookins. Don't forget the pork chop special tomorrow night. Open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. It's perfect for anniversaries and wedding rehearsals. The banquet area seats up to 60. Many savory sandwiches, cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, roasted chicken, all at Brookins. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub. Again, so many thanks to Ron Mooney. Ron is our chief production tech. I'm Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee, our engineer, on-site engineer, does stats, handles color. Thanks so much to Chuck. Welcome back from Florida. I was away for the last 8 days after my 98-year, nine-month mother-in-law. Finally decided to pass.
Yeah, well,
touched.
Had a heck of a life.
Touched 11 decades.
Yeah,
Chuck,
pretty impressive.
Touched 11 decades.
Pretty
for
impressive.
Ron Mooney, for Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fairlawn. Jets lose their second cliffhanger two Fridays in a row, bowing to Fort Loramie in OT, 69-64 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.